Studio St. Paul, Minneapolis, 830 WCCO. Well, we've talked to some gentlemen now for a long time. Let's brighten the program and talk with a lady. You've all heard of the famous movie actress Norma Shearer. I'd like to have you meet now a llama shearer, right?
We hope so.
Really, her name is Pat Bramer. And, Pat, you have an apple farm or apple orchard?
That's right.
A huge thing. And you also have a kind of a deer farm. And on there is a llama?
Oh, yes. We have a llama and a pair of mouflon sheep and monkeys and...
A pair of what?
Mouflon sheep. They're Mediterranean sheep.
Oh.
And the buck has big, beautiful round horns.
You say blockhead or buckhead?
Buckhead, I hope.
A buckhead. And now you're telling my wife a minute ago that you're going to shear this llama?
We hope so.
Then what will you do?
There's a woman in Rochester who will spin his... wool into yarn, and then my mother-in-law hopes to make llama wool sweaters for us next summer.
Is that right?
But well, this is a soft fur, and we think it'll make awfully lovely sweaters.
Is it something like Angora? Cashmere. Cashmere?
It's very soft, and from what I understand, do you remember the vicuna coat scandal? This is of the same variety.
Oh, that scandal, I remember it. It goes right along there with the insurance and the Highway 35 scandals. Those crazy ones, yeah.
Purely political.
Yeah. What about your apple farm?
Well, we have about 70 acres of apples, and in Lake City there are three orchards. And we feel that the Minnesota apples are not publicized as well as they might be.
Mm-hmm.
That we hope that the Minnesota people will start buying Minnesota apples. And we raise between 30 and 40 varieties ourselves. And our season starts usually around the 1st of August and runs until the apples are gone, which is generally around Christmas time.
Mm-hmm. You must know Tommy Amott?
Yes, I do.
I'm inclined to agree with you about not promoting Minnesota apples enough, because all we hear about is the Washington State, and they must... Well, they're just aggressive people who have enough sense to spend a lot of money promoting them. I think it pays off for them.
Well, evidently the Minnesota apples have never been in the abundance that the Washington apples have, and so therefore the Minnesota stores don't recognize them as much as the Washington, which have... They have larger orchards, apparently, and we found that particularly in the city, some of the stores... after the 1st of November, buy nothing but Washington apples. So any of the orchards that have apples left have to rely on the local demand for them.
You have 70 acres?
That's right.
Various kinds of apples?
Yes. We start with the early Old Duchess and Wealthies and things like this,
mm-hmm.
and run through the Delicious and Wine Saps and things of this sort.
Harrelson's?
Oh, yes.
Something like that?
That's a very good seller.
Uh-huh.
We have Secor, too, that we would like to publicize a little
what
more.
What kind?
Secor.
Secor.
We've given you some to take back with you, and we hope you'll enjoy them as well as we do.
Well, I will certainly try them.
This apple generally isn't as red as most of the other varieties, and so therefore it doesn't have the demand that the red apples do.
Uh-huh.
But we think this is an apple that we have kept a whole year. And so the keeping quality is fantastic, and we hope that the orchards that have them will promote them.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much. Pat Bramer, was that your husband I met a while ago?
No, I'm sorry. My husband's home babysitting.
Is he related to the Bramers I've met?
Well, there's several Bramer families that are distantly related.
I see. You like to keep them that distance, too?
Oh, no. Some of them are very nice people. I'd like to know them better.
Well, there are two big bruisers over here that are brothers or Bramers. They must be about 6'8". And...
Those are brewers.
Oh, brewers. I see. What beer company?
Well, I'm not just sure, but maybe they'll offer you a sample.
All right. I thought they said Bramer.
Well, there are Bramers here, too, but
okay. Those
two happen to be brewers.
Well, it's nice talking with you, Pat Bramer. I would say she's the original Eve of the Hiawatha Valley. Thanks very much. I'm looking forward to those Secor apples on the way back to the Twin Cities. 26 minutes till 10. Twin City temperature's 46 degrees. Wind is southwest 8 miles an hour. Christmas brings out the artist in us. We may be hard put to draw a straight line the rest of the year, but Christmas finds us all tinkering with glue and tinsel and construction paper and turning out works of art for the home. Most once a year, Michelangelos find their inspiration in the big and colorful December issue of Better Homes and Gardens magazine. This year's Christmas issue was full of beautiful things to do with ordinary things around the house. How to make a stand-up zoo? Out of paper bags? Or llamas? A floral wreath out of wax and tissue paper, tree ornaments out of macaroni, a dollhouse out of sticks and cardboard. For a full and joyful Better Homes and Gardens Christmas, don't miss this idea-packed issue. And if you're planning a post-Christmas winter vacation, read Map Your Own Hawaiian Holiday, another great family-planned vacation. Get your copy of December Better Homes and Gardens on sale right now. If you're just tuning in, the Howard Viken Show, we've said it many times before, we'll say it again, because these are Farm City Days, and we're broadcasting from the Ralph and Robert Shrimp Farm near Lake City, Minnesota, today, and then tomorrow we'll be broadcasting from Amory, Wisconsin, on the go with CCO Radio. Twin City temperature's 46, wind is southwest, 8 miles an hour. We'll be back here in the living room in just 1 minute.
A great new filter cigarette is born. Born with the name Camel. New Camel filters.
New Camel filters, the one born rich.
New Camel filters. This is the one born rich. Rich in taste. With that big Camel head start on flavor. Now that great Camel heritage of real taste comes to you in a great new filter cigarette. No other can compare in flavor. No other can compare in quality to new Camel filters. This is the one you'll want to try.
Try Camel filters, the one born rich.
We're here this morning at the shrimp farm. I think it must have been, well, Maynard walked in, didn't he, about Lois? Why don't you sit down there, Lois Shrimp, Mrs. Shrimp. Didn't Maynard walk in about, what, 4:45?
My eyes weren't too wide open, but I think it was that time, yes.
Well, what time did the girls get up here and start preparing breakfast and the baking and all?
Well, I got up at 4:15, uh-huh. Which is a record.
Now, I was introduced to these ladies out in the kitchen, but now I've met so many people, you have to forgive me, I've forgotten your names. Who are you?
I'm Mrs. Brewer. Mrs. Ralph Brewer.
Mrs. Ralph Brewer. Do you know Russell Brewer?
That's my brother-in-law.
That's your brother-in-law. Right. See what, the big moose over here I met a minute ago?
The one over there, yeah. Lois. My husband is even taller.
Lois, who is this lady right next to you now?
This is Iris Bramer, Mrs. Harold Bramer.
Iris, you're the one who baked that terrific cake. And I hope Joyce pays attention because you give me the recipe. Rob Brown is taking the cake back to her. Iris, get closer to the microphone. Briefly, what's in that cake? Quickly.
Butter and sour cream.
Holy moly.
And some flour to hold it together.
Is that right? That's a terrific recipe. What do you call that cake, Iris?
I don't know. It's just a plain coffee cake.
Well, I want to thank you girls for helping in the kitchen. Lois, didn't they just save the day?
Yes, I could have never done it without them.
I know. Dolores here was just a bundle of nerves all morning long. Mrs. Russell Brewer, she's not here, is she?
She is.
She is. I met her last night in the high school. Dear listener, you should have been at the Lake City High School last night. We had a program there, strictly an amateur hour, where we gave away some prizes and all. We had some dippy ballet dancers. Weren't they nuts, those guys? But what happened then, for each and every person who bought a 25-cent ticket to get into the high school auditorium, they received for that not only a chance at these prizes, but each one received ice cream, homemade pie, apple pie, and coffee. And these 155 apple pies were made by people like Mrs. Russell Brewer and Mrs. Lewis Kackman, Mrs. Walter Dankwart, Mrs. Edmund Thornton, Mrs. Edward Everett Freeheit, and Mrs. Ernest Walters, and about 60 other ladies. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Who, each one baking about 3 or 4 pies to contribute to the program last night. That was sensational, and I congratulate you.
Thank you.
Iris, take care of that cake and that recipe. All right. Now, 21 minutes to 10. Twin City temperature is 46.
Hi, Sally. You're just in time for coffee. Well, what's the matter?
Oh, Peggy, I'm bushed. I feel a nervous headache coming on, too. Wish I had my pills with me.
Don't worry, Sal. I'll get you an Anacin. It'll fix you up fast.
Smart gal, that, Peggy. Because Anacin contains the pain reliever doctors prescribe most for headaches. And Anacin is twice as strong in this as any other extra-strength tablet.
In minutes, Anison relieves headache pain, so tension and pressure on nerves ease up. You're calmed down, relaxed, feel like a new gal.
You see, Anison has a specific agent that relieves headache pain fast, and so relaxes its tension and anxiety.
It's amazing. My pain's gone, and now I feel really relaxed.
So whenever you have a tired, nervous headache, reach for Anison tablets. Anison relieves headache pain fast, and so relaxes its tension.
There we are. This is Tuesday, November 22nd, 1966. This is the third anniversary of the assassination of President Kennedy. As I mentioned earlier, tonight on my VIP show, I hope you'll listen to a special, inspiring bit on the assassination of President Kennedy 3 years ago. That'll be tonight on the VIP show. Right now I have one of these great big brewers. What's your first name? Which
Russell,
one? Are you?
Russell Brewer.
You're Russell. How tall are you, Russell?
About 6'5" and a half.
Holy mackerel. Jeez, you play football, pro football?
No.
You could take care of Carl Eller, I would say. Do you have many children?
We have 4 daughters.
You farm near here?
About 4 miles east of me.
Oh, yeah. Well, how old is your brother, and is he a twin brother or what?
No, he's 4 years younger than I am.
These shrimp boys, are they hard to get along with?
No, they're very easy to get along with.
You're just saying that now.
No, no, we've known them for 20 years this fall.
Is that right?
Along fine.
Oh, yeah. Well, do you know Carolyn over there?
I've never met her. I've seen her in town different times, but...
You have, eh? Oh, wait. You hear that, Mrs. Brewer? Your own bacon, your bacon pies, and he's in town with Carolyn McCormick. Carolyn, the last time I saw you was up there for our party, Father's Day, June 19th last, remember?
Right.
For the water skiing bid, and you were acting as host to Ralph Samuelson. What is your job here with Lake City, Carolyn McCormick?
I'm secretary manager of the Chamber of Commerce.
You're what?
Secretary manager of the Chamber of Commerce.
Easy job or good job or what?
Well, it's not. It's a real good job. It's takes a lot of time though.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of rewarding though, isn't it?
Very.
We want to congratulate you and thank you for helping us celebrate Farm City Days.
Well, thank you for coming.
All day long, you probably hear these commercials that tell you how to make your meal planning easier and quicker. Well, here's a work-saving idea that can keep your family happy, too, Mama. Take them to one of the 4 Perkins Pancake Houses in Minneapolis. Every Tuesday is Pancake Party Day at Perkins. That's today! Party Day at Perkins! All the pancakes you can eat for just 55 cents, buttermilk, buckwheat, or cornmeal. Every Wednesday, tomorrow is Big Chicken Fry for just $1, and Monday is Fish Fry Day, also $1. So when you owe yourself a chicken break, a kitchen break... Get your order of chicken. Take the family to any one of the 4 Perkins Pancake Houses in Minneapolis, 8348 Lindale Avenue South, 4150 Excelsior Boulevard, 6023 Nicollet Avenue South, and their newest location at 2527 St. Anthony Village Shopping Center. And if you live near the St. Anthony location, stop in and join the big birthday celebration now through Saturday. And good morning. It's now 17 till 10. Twin City temperature is 46 degrees. The wind is southwest 8 miles an hour. The high today, about 58, which could be a new record.
Do something nice for someone this Christmas.
Give a wonderful watch by Vantage.
Do something nice for someone this Christmas. Give a wonderful Vantage watch.
Get a 17 jewel quality watch.
$14.95 is all you pay.
More for your money than ever before.
Take advantage of the Vantage price today. Do something nice for someone this Christmas. Give a wonderful Vantage watch.
Wonderful Christmas gifts for men, women, and teens. Choose from more than 300 Vantage styles, including skin divers watches, ladies fashion watches, and electric watches for men and women at America's lowest starting price. Buy them now at your quality jewelers.
Do something nice for someone this Christmas. Give a wonderful Vantage watch.
Okay. Well, this is a who?
Another Loa Shrimp. A Lois Shrimp. We have, and then his brothers are here, too. Robert and Ralph's brothers, Edwin and Herbert Shrimp, are here broadcasting from the farm today. Well, they're not broadcasting the microphone. They're on top of the cotton-picking silo where Jim Yule was. And who are you, Lois?
Lois Shrimp.
Lois Shrimp. Lois, I was just asking the ladies in here how many and who they were who use Instant Fells in your laundry. You use Instant Fells, do you?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And I certainly hope you like it.
Yes, I do.
And thank you very much. And one reason, most likely, she does, are you aware that you don't have to buy a laundry softener and a detergent at the same time?
Yes.
Because Instant Fells, being a heavy-duty laundry soap, does both of those for you. It saves you time and money. So now you may go back to your chair. But I wish that you ladies would think about that once or twice, because Instant Fells is a fabulous product. Holy mackerel, Howard, don't throw that word in there. But Instant Fells will save you money and will save you time. It comes in a big red box, and the offer now has expired, we're sorry to say, where you get 25 cents back on your box top. But using Instant Fells, which is a heavy-duty laundry soap in your laundry, the clothes come out clean, sure, but just so soft and so fluffy, fluffy, fluffy. So look for Instant Fells today at your store. It's 14 minutes before 10. Twin City temperature is 46. The high today, about 58.
Hey, Ralph, got those wires spliced? A lot of folks won't have phone service till that's fixed.
Okay, okay. On my way down.
What a night to be working on a rough job. My hands are really chapped. They're sure not making things any better.
Hey, haven't you heard about Cornhuskers lotion? You can't do much about this weather, but Cornhuskers can really take care of rough-chapped hands.
There's a man who's discovered what so many hard-working men know. Cornhuskers lotion is the best thing that ever happened to working hands. Cornhuskers lotion. Nothing weak or watery about it. Just a heavy-duty concentrated conditioner made for a man's hands. So concentrated, it soothes and smooths even the roughest hands.
When your hands get as rough as the work you're doing, get Cornhuskers. So concentrated, just a little dab is all you need. 'Cause that little dab goes a long, long way. Try Cornhuskers. It works.
Okay, it's now 12 and a half minutes till 10. Temperature, 46 degrees. This, of course, is Tuesday, November 22nd. And 3 years ago today was the assassination of President Kennedy. You maybe heard this before. Some of you here in the living room at the Shrimp Farm haven't heard it. I thought it might be appropriate to read this today. Some of the ominous parallels. Ominous parallels comparing the assassination of Abraham Lincoln with that of the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And this music you hear right now may be a little bit familiar also. Let's hear that music for just a second. Here are some ominous parallels. Abraham Lincoln was elected in 1860 and John F. Kennedy in 1960. Both presidents were slain on a Friday and in the presence of their wives. Their successors were both named Johnson. They were Southerners, they were Democrats, and both had previously served in the U.S. Senate. Andrew Johnson was born in 1808 and Lyndon B. Johnson was born in 1908. John Wilkes Booth and Lee Harvey Oswald were both murdered before their trials could be arranged. Booth and Oswald were Southerners favoring unpopular ideas. Both presidents' wives lost children through death while residing in the White House. Lincoln's secretary, whose name was Kennedy, advised him not to go to the theater. Kennedy's secretary, whose name was Lincoln, advised him not to go to Dallas. President Kennedy was shot to death in a Lincoln made by Ford. Lincoln was killed in Ford's theater. John Wilkes Booth shot Lincoln in a theater box and afterward ran to a warehouse. Oswald shot Kennedy from a warehouse and afterward ran to a theater. Some ominous parallels. All right, thank you very much. That was very interesting, wasn't it? It's now 10 minutes till 10. Twin City temperature, 46. The high today, 58.
Continuing countdown, 7, 6, 5, 4.
Wait, wait!
Three, two, one.
Hold the blast off.
Countdown, one and holding. What is it, ma'am?
That's my boy up there in that capsule. Then he hasn't brushed his teeth. You see, mothers who care know one sure way to help fight cavities is to brush right and use Gleam toothpaste.
But, ma'am, we're ready to blast off for the moon.
That's no excuse. I've raised my boy right, and he's always had to brush his teeth properly. Now, young man, you know as well as I do, after you eat, food and bacteria coat your teeth. They can cause cavities. When you brush right with Gleam toothpaste, you remove most of the food and bacteria.
You sound like my mother.
Yes, today's mother realizes the importance of proper brushing. In fact, if your family brushes often and right, you can bet they'll get less cavities. So remember, mothers who care know, one sure way to help fight cavities is to brush right and use Gleam.
Can we blast off now?
Are you through brushing with Gleam, dear?
Yes, Ma.
Have a nice trip to the moon, dear.
The floor. Yeah, all right. Here we are, then. I want to talk now with the host and hostess for our Farm City Days here at the Shrimp Farm near Lake City, Minnesota. Ralph, you've got a terrific farm, a wonderful wife, and a heck of a fine group of friends and relatives.
Well, we're proud of them all.
Do they always eat this much?
Well, I think most farmers have a good appetite.
I guess so. You and Lois have the three children.
No, we have two boys.
Two boys, and they're how old?
7 and 5.
Oh, yeah. Lois, the boys are supposed to say hello to some little friend?
Yes, to Ricky Moyer.
Okay, which one of you? Oh, they're both running away.
Well, they're not really his friends especially. We all know him, and he just came home from the hospital, so we wanted to say hello to him.
Is Ricky Moyer home now from the hospital?
We hope he is, yes.
Oh, after a long stay, huh?
Well,
I see.
There's quite long, yes.
I see. Well, we're glad to have him home then. Want to apologize for running out of time to Fritz Springer and guys like Vic Bouquet and Fritz Springer. We talked with a few others, though. And Logan Johnson contributed a great deal, along with Stan Wold and Merle Narveson. You boys want to say hello to Ricky?
Hello. Hello.
Ah, great. Ralph, you think that these Farm City Days that we're kind of proud of serve their purpose of...
Well, I sure hope that everybody has gained as much as we have out of this. I think it's quite an experience, and I'm glad that we could be of help to the community in taking our part.
Mm-hmm. It's an unusual, kind of a frightening thing to have a bunch of radio station people come in here with their equipment and station wagons and all that stuff.
I believe it is, because I'm still kind of jittery.
And Lois, you didn't know exactly what was going to happen or how things had come about, did you?
No, but the anticipation was the worst. After it was actually here, I've enjoyed it.
It's kind of like going to the dentist.
More or less, yes.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt so much at all, does it? Well, once again, I want to thank you very much, and don't go away. We have a word here now. Say this is an idea for Thanksgiving, right here.
The world will be brighter for someone if you will only remember
to say I'm thinking of you today and say it with flowers.
The day will be brighter for someone who's been remembered.
You can say have a beautiful day, say it with flowers.
This Thanksgiving Day, say grace with beauty. Say it with flowers. Yes, when family and friends gather around the Thanksgiving table, there's nothing like a beautiful floral centerpiece to add a note of beauty to the occasion. So for flowers for your home or for your hostess, see or call your friendly florist today. Say grace with beauty on Thanksgiving Day.
Say it in the most beautiful way. Say it with flowers.
For your Thanksgiving flowers, see or call your local florist, a member of the Minnesota Allied Florists Association, and your Otto Shrimp. You're the father of Ralph.
That's right.
And who is it you want to say hello to, Otto?
All my customers that I deal with every day.
On your route?
On my route.
Oh, wonderful.
Hello, folks. I suppose you're all listening in.
Wish him a happy Thanksgiving, Otto.
Happy Thanksgiving to all of you.
From Otto Shrimp. And want to thank the Diacro. The Acro Corporation for the monkey wrench. And thank you for letting us come to Lake City, Minnesota and broadcast in our Farm City Day. Stay tuned now for the news and the weather.
Up until a short time ago, a small group of cigarettes was known for reduced tar and nicotine. Recently, a new name appeared. True Filter Cigarettes. Today, True cigarettes are the fastest growing of all reduced tar and nicotine brands. The reason is simple. True has a plastic mouthpiece that acts like a built-in cigarette holder. True has the air filtration system. True has a reduced tar and nicotine level of 12.9 milligrams tar, 0.8 milligrams nicotine. And just as important, True has taste. Taste and easy draw. And now True has a menthol companion, New True Green. New True Green, same everything as famous True Blue, plus a lively menthol taste. Now you have a choice of True cigarettes, green or blue. Shouldn't your brand be True?
WCCO Radio News. The American Allied case goes before the court today. This is Chuck Lilligren sitting in for Dick Enroth, reporting the news brought to you by First Federal Savings and Loan of Minneapolis, with offices in downtown Minneapolis, St. Louis Park, Richfield, Wayzata, and Crystal. And by the dairy farmer members of the American...